Skagway's first distillery is up and running. Skagway Spirits opened its doors a couple weeks ago, serving up locally sourced drinks to residents and tourists.
Okay.
And then can I also just get like a shot of gin and a shot of the vodka to try them straight?
Macy Zavala and his wife Christina are visiting Skagway on a cruise. They found their way off of the town's main drag into the distillery at Alaska Street and 9th Avenue.
Oh, I love like micro distilleries and, you know, small batch production. It's really nice, the handcrafted stuff.
They've each tried a couple of cocktails.
So this is my second lemon drop. And
I had the spruce tip and tonic, which was really, really good. And then the Collins, which is also good.
Skagway Spirits is a family operation, built through the efforts of Janilyn, Gary, and Lucas Hager. Janilyn is whipping up a spruce tip gin and tonic during a busy evening.
Did you harvest the spruce tips yourself?
We did. Yeah.
Hager makes a lot of the ingredients herself.
The botanicals so far are spruce tip, fireweed, and rhubarb. We've got a homemade tonic syrup in the making right now, so we're going to get away from the canned mixer and bring on our own.
Soon, she says they'll also have a homemade ginger beer. The business officially opened at the end of June.
The day that we were handed our license, it was sort of... it was kind of anticlimactic and euphoric at the same time. But we were ready. We were stocked and opened up the doors. Our first guest came peeking in the window before we'd actually turned our sign on for the first time and turned around. We're walking away and I ran out to the street. No, don't go.
Now the old airport hangar turned distillery is packed with customers. Hager's son Lucas does the distilling. He says right now they're producing just a couple types of liquor.
Right now we're doing vodka and gin, just unaged spirits, kind of get things off the ground. But we'd like to start doing our own fermentations with playing around with rum or possibly a whiskey, depending on what makes sense.
He says it's taken a couple years to get the business to where it is now.
It's definitely taken a lot of work to get the space ready and everything, but we've had an incredible amount of help from our friends and family, and definitely feels like a community effort.
A bottle from the Port Chilkoot Distillery in Haines sits on a shelf in the back room. Hager says they've gotten support from other distillers in the state.
It's a very small community right now, Alaskan distillers, but I think we're all rooting for each other.
Craft distilling is a growing industry in Alaska. Port Chilkoot opened in 2014, and Amalga Distillery in Juneau opened in May. Skagway Spirits had some competition for the town's only distillery license from another business, Alaska Stillman. But they eventually withdrew their application. In Alaska, only one distillery is allowed per 3,000 people. Skagway is a major cruise ship destination and sees over 1 million tourists in the summer. Janilyn Hager says she hopes to provide both visitors and locals with an authentic Skagway experience.
We've been asked if we're going to do tours, and that isn't the goal. We do want the cruise ship passengers to come, but we want them to have this off-Broadway, more Skagwegian experience than line up and participate in another tour.
The Hagers hope to continue to grow their business, adding new drinks, spirits, and homemade ingredients. For now, they have a full menu of drinks in-house, and their gin and vodka bottles are now on the shelves of the local liquor store. In Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.